This is an awesome message, and I love how Holly just brings, makes things simple, and makes it so that we can try it on for size and watch it work. So Holly, we know Holly. We know Holly was a systems analyst. We heard some pretty awesome stories down through the years about how the Lord gave her programs and how to work things out. My limited history in computer science was terrible. So I admire her just for everything that she did. But we've Janet and I have done through the years, we've heard fantastic stories. The Lord is just, he wants to demonstrate who he is in you. And so I am reminded of a couple things, and tonight we're going to receive an offering, but before we do that, I want to talk to you about a system that the Lord has. It's a system. It's like gravity. Gravity is an immutable law of God. I can pick something up and drop it, and it's going to go to the ground. It's not going to go to the ceiling. And whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. The Word of God works exactly the same way. So sometimes systems are counterintuitive, especially systems in the Bible. Isaac sowed in a drought, and in the same year, he received 100-fold. Now, take a bag of seeds and walk out into the desert and start putting them into the ground. How does that happen? Galatians 3:7 and 3:9. You know, the Lord reminds us that Abraham was a man of faith. And he goes on to say that the descendants of Abraham, us, are going to receive the same blessing that Abraham received. So there's two verses I want to leave with you tonight, and it's found in Matthew 42. Matthew 10, 41 and 42, and I'm going to read it because we've all read these, but I want to show you something. This is a system. This is a principle. He who receives and welcomes and accepts a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts a righteous man because he is righteous because he is a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. Now, here's the verse I want you to key in on. It's the next verse. And whoever gives to one of these little ones, in rank or influence, even a cup of cold water because he is my disciple, surely I declare to you, he shall not lose his reward. Now, there's two perspectives. There's two bookends there. There's a prophet, and there's a little one. And the Lord says, if you bless this one, or you bless this one, I'm going to bless you. The Lord is anxious to bless you, but you have to do something. You have to take that first step. And when you take that first step, he will bless you. It may show up financially. It may show up in a relationship. It may show up in a situation. But he's going to bless you. It's an immutable law of God. So I would encourage you, and I would totally agree with Lori, this is a special weekend. There's a reason why we're here, that we're not bothered with a bunch of commotion. We're kind of stole away to some place in Buena Vista, right? And I have no idea what the Lord's going to do, but I think he's going to do something pretty marvelous here. It's also kind of a special weekend because of what's going on, okay? So I think we take the Lord at his word, and we believe that he's going to do for us what he wants to do. So if you want to make a check out, make it out to Dwelling Place. If you want to give by a credit card, is it? Or make it out to EBM?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing the square thing or? Okay. All right. All right. Well, any... Now, I'm a believer that the Lord's word never returns void. Okay? Now, I read two verses that said, if you bless a prophet, you're going to receive a prophet's reward. The other verse said that if you do this little thing for this little nondescript person, you're going to also receive a reward. So I believe that word right now is going out, and it's not going to come back void. So... Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for this time together. Lord, we thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that the plan is already in play, that you already have angels ready to deliver supply. You already have ministering spirits ready to solve situations and reward people based on what they need. Lord, we thank you for who you are and what you're doing tonight. We especially thank you for this weekend. We praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.